3PA Mobile.
KB4CBA, Whiskey Alpha 4, Papa X-Ray Zulu.
4, Papa X-Ray Zulu. KB4CBA, name here's David. Good morning, almost afternoon. And how are you doing?
You dropped out. Set up a Papa X-Ray Zulu that handles mics. I'm not sure, but one of us dropped out.
Yeah, I'm in a bad place here on Congaree. And, let's see. I'm trying to figure out which way I'm going to go. I got to go to my mother-in-law's from here. So I'm not sure which way I'm going to go.
Well, I'm in rural Pendleton, rolling off and down a few little old hills here out in the country. My goodness, I haven't seen that field broke up in years. Got a field over here they got, looks like they're getting ready to plant something. It's going out of Pendleton towards Anderson on the back road.
Okay, I'm going to be hitting a really bad spot here. I've got some real bad QRM just a second, so just bear with me. All right, let's see if I made the repeater, KB4CPA.
WA4PXZ.
Corner of Congaree and Patewood, there is, I don't know what it is, but it's just, you know, it drowns out everything. It on 6-1, when I drop by that corner there, it's really bad.
Must have some badly shield cabling in there somewhere. It's causing a spike hitting the burning out the signal.
No, I tell you. Well, let's see. Well, I guess I'll go up here and hit Lawrence Road and 85. That'd probably be the quickest way to get to her house. She lives right off of, right near 85 and Whitehorse.
That's lots of luck. Be careful on 85. I've got to where I try to avoid that place like a plague.
Maine, I don't get on it much. Hopefully this time of day won't be too bad. There's another way I could go. Maybe there's, yeah, there's at least one more way I could go, but it would involve East Ferris and West Ferris, and I'd just as soon drive 85. It's about as bad, tell you the truth. I grew up off of West Ferris Road, right before you hit the creek down there, the Brushy Creek Bridge.
I lost you.
Well, I'm moving again, so maybe.
Well, Wild Holland, and I'm just an old country boy. I like two-lane roads and a little traffic, but. I'll play Greenville with a passion if I can. Like the only time I ever go to Greenville is if I've got a doctor's appointment.
They tell me I'm a city slicker. I'm proud of it. And went to one of the elementary schools, Augusta Circle. All the rich kids and you know, we didn't have two nickels to rub together.
They call us lead heads. My mom worked at a cotton mill, and I was raised by a single parent. My dad died when I was rather young, and so I was raised over here out of a cotton mill and ended up working in one for a year in my senior year in high school. I tell people, If I'd had went back in that cotton mill, I'd have spent 30 year Navy man.
I work for J.P. Stevens in their sheet and pillowcase division. I was over their Eastern Distribution Center, and we started off in the Daniel Building, but they moved us to Clemson over the mezzanine where they loaded the truck, or in the mezzanine where they loaded over where they loaded the trucks. But that plant was just unreal. They could take a bale of cotton off the train and turn it into a finished product, packaged and ready to put on the shelf, all under one roof.
Well, the mill I worked in wasn't that quite that sophisticated. They got the yarn in and spun it out. Then they made bedspreads, and I did that for my senior year in high school. And then I went to work for another textile, Kendall Corporation. I worked there about, from April to the following. I worked there about a year. And I went in the Navy and stayed 4 years. When I come out, I said, I ain't going back to the textile plant if I can't find nothing else. Lo and behold, I went to work for DuPont Company up at the nuclear plant on construction. Went through Tri-County Tech at night, got into maintenance, and that's where I stayed for 33 years.
Well, I tried several things when I was in high school, and I worked for a grocery store, and they put me up in all the different departments to learn, all the different things that's going on, and the only thing I never did was put out, was what I wanted to do, was put out stock. They never let me do that, and then I pumped gas, and we had to clean the windshields, check the front and rear, check the fluids, top off the fluids. That included the battery back then. I'm really dating myself, and of course we had to make change right there. We had a wallet with a chain on it, and we had to make change right there at the car.
I'm in a service station too, and both in high school and later on in the Navy. When I was stationed in Brunswick, Georgia, I had a full-time job at a service station on St. Simon's Island. Worked at the base, and then at the service station and worked when I wasn't flying. So, kids today just don't think they understand what we went through.
I kind of wish we had worked on cars, but we didn't. And but later on, I got into the turning wrenches, and I became a master mechanic with Mazda, master certified. With Mazda, I worked for John Finger Mazda for several years, and I was also in the ministry as well, directed music.
Well, I worked on reciprocating aircraft engines, which was just a round version of a car engine. I did that for 4 years in the Navy and loved the heck out of it. Don't know why in the world I didn't stay in. But now I build hot rods. I teach part-time at Tri-County Tech and build hot rods.
For your service, I tell you. Well, I wish you lived closer by, because I'd be glad to help you with those hot rods, I tell you.
I do full restoration or resto rods, whichever one they want. And when I take one in, I tell them, they say, well, what's it going to be done? I say, when I get finished with it. And I've got one fixing to go to New Jersey now. I've been working on for 7 years for the man.
Watch any of those car shows on Discovery?
Yeah, I sit there and watch them and laugh at them. A lot of the things they're telling just don't happen that way.
reality TV is not, or isn't, reality. I'll tell you, it's something else.
A lot of that they had to call Looney Tunes.
They'll do something, and I'll be looking at it, and I'll tell my wife, and I'll say, well, you know, really, he can't do that yet. But evidently they must skip some of the steps on the camera, and because I've seen them make several errors building engines and this, that, and the other. So, but they're interesting shows.
I sat there watching one here a while back, and there's Chris just talking about crimping legs on the wires. And that guy did a bit more than what kind of tool to crimp a leg with than a man in the moon is. He's crimping insulated legs with a non-insulated crimper, and that right there just busts the jacket off the crimper off a plug and causes a possible short. And on top of that, you don't get a good bite, you don't get a good crimp on your wiring. It's just funny. It's just funny. I sit there and laugh at it, and my wife says, what are you laughing at? I said, honey, I don't have the slightest idea what they're doing.
This is KB4CPA. Well, I'm on the White Horse Road exit, and probably about 2 miles from my mother-in-law. She wanted me to come over and look at her roof and see if she had any damage from that storm the other day.
My wife said, we had a shingle cut set, and I said, well, I got to get something to look at. That's when she fished the fish. She didn't want me to get up on the roof. She says, I don't bounce as good as I used to.
Yeah, right, bounce. Well, my wife told me not to get on the roof, but I don't always listen to what I'm told. But I'm not going to get up there unless I just absolutely have to. Her, the pitch isn't too bad. I don't know. It must be, I would guess somewhere around 10 degrees or maybe less than that. It's not bad at all. Now, good Lord, it's something else, and I don't like getting on it, but, you know, if you're wearing tennis shoes and it's a real hot day, your shoes will stick to the shingles better, so feel a little more secure.
I'm just finishing up a piece of test equipment here as soon as the distributor machine.
Say that again.
Well, I just finished restoring a distributor machine. I fool with test equipment too. And I got a hold of one from back in the 60s where you set up your distributors with them, and I restored it and modeled and upgraded it. Right
proud of that thing. Seen one of those. I'd like to see that. I haven't messed too much with distributors other than just taking them out and maybe I put some of course I didn't have to take this one out, but I put some points in a old Buick for a guy to get it started for him.
It's got pellets in it. You set the oil on the pellets. You can set the curve on the distributor and everything. The only thing I haven't got fixed on it is the vacuum pump, and I'm going to have to pull that off and send it to a man up in Detroit. He can rebuild it. He's got a jig and he rebuilds them on, but it's got a little vacuum pump that sits on the shaft, and I've got to get that going. But other than that, it's all new and upgraded too. It's doesn't have any more vacuum tubes and it's all digital.
Well, I've enjoyed it, but I'm going to have to jump out of here. I'm getting ready to pull in the driveway here and see what I can see. But good to talk with you, and enjoy this beautiful day. And we will talk with you later. I'll stick around for your final, okay? B4CPA.
B4CPA, this is WA42X in Clifton.